Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Most gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you for another day. Another day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, the Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. The Lord God, he is great and greatly to be praised. We welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Amen and amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And as much as there is no time and distance in the Spirit, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen, amen, and amen. We pray that you have been enjoying our teachings and our preachings and our elaborations. Amen, and our creativity, our testimonies, everything we have shared with you over the last week. Amen, on the subject of obedience. Glory be to God. Beloved, we want you to know, amen, hallelujah, that obedience works. Obedience, amen, works. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We have been examining, amen, the book of 1 Samuel, amen, and the character of a king, Saul. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, we saw, amen, hallelujah, with this, with obedience, amen, brings the blessings, hallelujah, and this obedience, amen, brings the reverse, hallelujah. In the book of St. John, chapter number 14, verse number 15, and it reads, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. If you love me. If you really love me. Y'all know that song, yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes you got to go into the secular, amen, to bring it into the spiritual, because people can relate to the secular. They can relate to those flesh, right? Because we was all born in sin. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We weren't all born, amen, righteous. We were all born unrighteous, amen, and became the righteousness of God. Amen. So he says, if you love me, you don't automatically love God. You don't love God just because, amen, glory be to God. You have to make a conscientious decision, amen, to love the Lord. And this is why he tells us, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy mind, all of thy soul, all of thy strength. They wanted to ask the Lord, amen, what is the greatest commandment? He said, okay, I'm glad you asked. Now that you asked, let me give you an answer. Love me. Fall in love with me. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. You have to make a decision to fall in love. See? Same way you made a decision to fall in love, amen, with your spouse, with your boo, and whatever else you're in love with. Amen. You're in love, amen, with these people, with these things. Amen. Why? Because you chose to. Amen. And it says, if you love me, if you make a decision to love me, glory be to God, then you will obey my commandments. Hallelujah. That's how you make the decision. You may say, well, I don't know how to fall in love with God. I can't see God. I can't touch God. Amen. How do I fall in love with him? Where is he? Well, we're glad you asked. So you're asking some real good questions this morning. Amen. If you want to fall in love with God, then start to obey his commandments. There you go. The more you obey, the more you're going to grow. The more you obey, the more you're going to love him. Amen. It's as simple as that. Amen. Begin to obey, hallelujah, his word. Hallelujah. Keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, St. John chapter 14, verse 21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Isn't that something? God said, I'm going to reveal myself, not to everybody, but to those who love me. Ah, come on, somebody. St. John chapter number 14, verse 23 says this, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. You hear that? Look at that. Hallelujah. God, Jesus said, me and my Father is going to visit the individual that loves me, and we're just not stopping by because we're in the neighborhood. We come by to stay. Amen. Because we're going to make our home with them, with him, with her. We're going to abide forever. Why? Because of a love relationship. St. John chapter number 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. You don't have to worry about backsliding. You don't have to worry about being outside of the will of God. You don't have to worry about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Why? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he says, if you keep my commandments and you remain in my commandments. See, just stay with God. Just stay with God. They say, you okay? You okay? You not sure? Amen. You have an unsure moment? Okay. Just stay with God. This kid, don't go nowhere. Amen. Walk with God. Remain in his word. Don't backslide from the word. Don't twist the word. Amen. Don't delete the word. Amen. Just stay with the word. Jesus in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Just stay with the word. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 3 says this, by this we can be sure that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. If we keep his commandments, we know, we can be sure, the Bible says. You don't have to guess. Maybe, yeah, maybe this. No, maybe nothing. You can be sure that you know God. How do you know God? Because you're keeping his commandments. Beloved, this is why, amen, glory be to God, anyone that continues to sin, glory be to God, have to really question themselves if they're born again. Anyone that remains in sin, continues to practice sin, continues to walk in disobedience, have to really question if they are born again. Because the Bible says you cannot be saved and practice sin. On top of continual, habitually, amen, it ain't no way. It ain't no way, Jose. No, you don't make no appointments with sin. Sin. Hallelujah. And we'll be teaching about that, amen, some more. Amen, glory be to God. I just hear the Holy Spirit say prepare, amen, a series on that. Beloved. When you love God, hallelujah. This is how Jesus, amen, asked Peter, who do you say that I am? See? And so the question becomes today, beloved, who do you say God is? Well, I don't know. How do I know him? How do I know him? Well, girl, I think I know him. Well, the Bible says you can be sure that you know him. Don't you want to be sure? Don't you want to be sure you're going to heaven? Don't you want to be sure you're living right? Don't you want to be sure? You don't want to sit around and guess and hope and cross your fingers, like, you know what I mean, and wait on the chance of luck, like you just played the lottery or something? Well, maybe I win. They say I got, you know, one in 500 million people win. Well, maybe I'll be the one out of the 500 million. You just want to throw the dice at your eternity? When you can be sure? Oh, yeah, I just want to be sure. Well, fine. I'm glad you said that. Glory be to God. Then let's go to the word. Let's go to the word. The word says you can be sure that you know, you have come to know him. Why? Because you're keeping his commandments. Are you keeping his commandments? Yeah, well, over here in Exodus, here's the Ten Commandments. No. Okay, we're going a little bit deeper than that. Okay, thank God for Exodus. We're going from Genesis to Revelations, baby. That's where we're going. You keeping his commandments? God helping me. It's in my heart to do it. Then you're on the right road. You're on the right. I skipped it. I messed up. Okay, all right. You messed up. Okay, that's okay. It's not okay, but it is okay. All right, because what you're going to do is not okay, but you're going to confess your sins. Amen. And God going to make it okay. Because if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 3 says this, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." God's commandments aren't grievous. God is not going to tell you something, amen, that's too much for you to handle. God's not going to tell you to do something that's going to make you sad. The flesh might get sad, but once you obey him, baby, hey, your spirit going to be glad. That's how the devil tricks you. That's when they came up with the saying, amen, there's a blessing in the pressing. Because the flesh might not want to do it. I'm going to be honest with you, amen. My flesh was trying to tell me to stay asleep, amen, this morning. The pastor get tired too. Glory be to God, huh? My flesh was telling me, oh, God. Whew, you ain't get nobody else for the day? See, but you press in, you press in, you press in, you do it anyhow, and then God, there is a blessing in the presence. Glory be to God. God is not going to command you to do anything that's going to leave you with a burden. You know, some people leave you with a burden. You know what I mean? They left and left the bill on you. You got to pay your bill and their bill too. You got to pay their debt and their debt too. My God, yeah, clean up your mess or their mess too. Some people just throw it at you, huh? Every time they come, glory be to God, here's some bad news. But God, not God. His ways are not burdensome, not grievous. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The love of God. Hallelujah. 2 John 1 and 6 says this, and this is love. That we walk according to his commandments. This is the very commandment you have heard from the beginning, that you must walk in love. If you love me. If you love me. If you love me. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Obedience, amen, to God brings the blessings of God. We see in the life of Noah, amen, when Noah obeyed God, hallelujah, built the ark, my beloved, amen, hallelujah, and God blessed him for his obedience. The Bible says that God destroyed the world. Glory be to God. The only people that was remaining alive was those who was on the ark. Glory be to God. Enoch, glory be to God, hallelujah, obeyed God, hallelujah, and he was blessed by God. Abraham, hallelujah, obeyed God, hallelujah, left the land, glory be to God, to which God called him, God blessed him, he said, it's as you can count the stars, hallelujah, and count the grains of the sea, of the sand, the grains of sand, glory be to God, so shall thy seed be blessed, even today, beloved, those of us who are born again are called the seed of Abraham, because of Abraham's obedience, hallelujah, Isaac obeyed God, hallelujah, and sold, hallelujah, and reaped in the same year 100-fold. Joseph, amen, obeyed God in spite of all the hell he was going through, the trials and the tribulations and the bad situations he was going through, and he was exalted as vice president of the region. Deborah, amen, the first female, hallelujah, ruler in the Old Testament, obeyed God, hallelujah, and she succeeded. Naaman obeyed God, glory be to God, hallelujah, when he got instructions to go dip down in the Jordan River 7 times, and he dipped down in that dirty, muddy water, amen, but it came up healed. Oh, glory be to God. Elijah obeyed God, sitting by the well, waiting for the ravens to come and feed him. Oh, glory be to God, and the Holy Spirit spoke, say, get on up, hallelujah, and go, hallelujah, to Zarephath, because when you get there, I have already appointed a widow that's going to take care of you. And Elijah, amen, was blessed because he obeyed the instructions of the Lord. I tell you, the children of Israel was blessed. God gave them, hallelujah, crazy instructions. He said, I want you to walk around a wall 7 times, and on the 7th day, I want you to walk around 7 times. I want you to keep on walking, keep on walking. And they obeyed God. And their obedience brought down the Jericho walls. Oh, glory be to God. Do anybody need their walls to come down today? Their walls of poverty, the walls of sickness, the walls of loneliness, the low walls of confusion, those walls that are separating you from your blessing, that wall that's separating you from your breakthrough, that wall that's separating you. Anybody need their walls to come down? Hallelujah. All you got to do is obey the instructions of the Lord. Sometimes God will tell us something that don't sound right, something that's crazy. We say, this can't be God. Surely God didn't tell me to walk around the wall 7 times. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, glory, we try to make sense, hallelujah, of God's, amen, instructions. God will tell you to give somebody something, and it looked like the person got more than you. Surely God didn't tell me to do this. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will tell you to love your enemies. Hallelujah. Surely God didn't tell me to do this. Oh, yes, he did. God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And our walls haven't come down yet because we are not walking in obedience. We are trying to reason everything out. Everything got to make sense to you before you take a step of instruction. Let me tell you something. 9 out of 10 times, the thing that God tells you to do ain't going to make no sense. You're not going to be able to figure it out. You're not going to be able to reason it out. There may be something he tell you to do, something he's never told you to do before, never told anybody else to do before either. But you got to obey God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you want the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus told the disciples, glory be to God, these were experienced fishermen. Glory be to God, fishing all night, couldn't catch a fish, couldn't catch nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I tell you what, he said, I want you to go back and I want you to throw your net on the right side of the boat. Oh, no, don't just throw your net in the water. Don't throw it on the left side. He said, if I want you to throw it on the right side. And when they obeyed God, they threw the net on the right side. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And out came, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So many fish. Amen. The fish was breaking the net. They was on overload. They was on the overflow. They was on the super abundance. You want to move, beloved, amen, from nothing to something? You want to move from poverty to prosperity? You want to move from sickness to health? Well, you got to obey God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want your cup to run over? You got to obey God. Hallelujah. Well, I threw my net in. No, he didn't say throw the net in. He said throw the net in on the right side. On the right, baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come to tell you, hallelujah, that there's a blessing in your obedience. There is a blessing. The word obey is found 170 times. When we look in the Old Testament, the New Testament, 170 times does God mention the word obey and obedience. Beloved, hallelujah, glory be to God. In my closing this morning, amen, hallelujah. I want you to meditate on Psalms 84 and 11, hallelujah. Psalms 84 and 11 says this, God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. And no good thing. Somebody say no good thing. That means everything. That means everything included, nothing excluded. No good thing does he give to those who walk aright, those who walk in obedience, those who trust the Lord, those who desire to obey the Lord, those who's not trying to skip a beat, those who's not trying to twist God's hand, those who's not trying to play tricks on God, those who's not trying to pretend they with God, but they're not with God, trying to pretend they love God, but they don't love God. Hallelujah. But he said, for those, amen, hallelujah, who obey me. Woo! Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because out of our love relationship, you loving on me and I'm loving on you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's sickening. Amen. Hallelujah. You see men and women, they so much in love. My God, they in love. Just drooling, just dripping. He loving her. She loving him. They, oh, it's wonderful, ain't it? Yeah, Google it. It's a lovey dovey. Huh? But guess what? You can have that and more when you're walking with God. You loving on him and he loving on you. You loving on him and he loving on you. Love relationship. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just keep loving him. Just keep going. Look, even if there's some way, somehow you did mess up, don't worry about it. Holly, because he said, and we know that all things. Yeah. And we know that all things work together for good. Not for everybody. Stop saying that. I hear people say that. Well, you know, all things work together for good. Not yet. Well, finish the sentence. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. Come on now. Let's take this thing home. For those who love the Lord. That's where everything is working together for your good. Ah, because the Lord said, I love you just like that. I respond to your love. We only love him because he first loved us. And because he first loved us, we respond to that love. And we respond to that love when we walk in obedience. Beloved, what does your walk look like? What does your love walk look like? Is it weak or is it strong? Do you have one? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be, because if you're not walking in obedience, you don't have a love walk. Matter of fact, if you're not walking in God's commandments, you don't even know God. You might know a God with a small g, but you don't know the God. You don't know the big G. You don't know him. You don't know him. Ah, Rabakum Bibi Baba 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 Kandiriam Barabakum Baba 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 Baba. Ah, Rabakum Bibi 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 Kambarabakum Bibi 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 Baba Baba. Ah, Barabakum Bibi 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 Kandarabakum Bibi 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 Bibi. Ah, Barabakum Bibi Baba. I'm about to give the benediction. Hallelujah. Only one more scripture with you. Ah, Rabakum Bibi Bibi Bibi. In the book of 1 John, let me see. First John chapter number 5. The epistle of First John, hallelujah, short ones, beloved, amen. I want to encourage you to spend some time there today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. First John chapter number 5 says this, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that love him that beget loveth him also begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Read the whole chapter, glory be to God, hallelujah, read the whole chapter, hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah. I want to take you, amen, to another scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Read the whole. Read 1 John. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't take you but a couple minutes to do it. Hallelujah. And we'll pick up here on next week, Lord's willing. Hallelujah. And tie it all in for you. Hallelujah. But no, here it is. Holy Ghost is faithful. He led me there. Amen. I didn't want to keep you, so here we found it. Here we go. In 1 John chapter number 3. Amen. Hallelujah. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Amen. Verse number 9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, does not practice sin, does not practice. Why? Because they're walking in obedience. They're walking in God's commands. They don't practice sin. Glory, they're not habitual in that. Glory be to God. They get their deliverance from that. They don't keep going back to that. They don't make appointments with that. They're not comfortable in that. They do not commit sin. Why? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Beloved, if you are living a life of sin, you're not born again. If you are habitually practicing sin, living in sin, you ain't born again. You ain't saved. Mm-mm. You comfortable with your shacking? You comfortable, amen, not giving God, amen, his money? Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? You comfortable and doing the things your flesh is telling you to do and what everybody else is doing and the way your mama raised you? Come on now. Glory be to God. You comfortable in that? Because the world is doing it. It's the most popular thing to do. Huh? And you comfortable in that? Well, the Lord said, if you want to be comfortable, but you're not born again. You can't, you know, you can argue with me, but you can't argue with the word, and I ain't going to argue with you because the word of God cannot be debated. I want you to read it for yourself. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter number 3, amen, verse number 9. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. So what are you saying? I'm saying it's time for you to be born again, and today is your day. Because when you're born again, beloved, the things you used to do that was grievous to God, the things you used to do that was in disobedience, it makes you sick now when you do it. See? I'm talking about, I'm not talking about those of you who are really, amen, working hard, amen, to get out of your dilemma, get out of your situation. I'm talking about those of you who are right comfortable with it. But you can get help today. You can get help today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, it's a two-edged sword, beloved. You just can't go around talking about, amen, hallelujah, you believe in Jesus, glory be to God, with your mouth. What is your heart saying? You must be a Christian in your heart. And see, so we have all these Christians out here by word only. By word only. I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. And your mouth talking all day, but what is your heart saying? Man judges the outward appearance. God judges the heart. What are you a Christian in your heart? Because if you was a Christian in your heart, you wouldn't be practicing sin. Because the Bible says ain't no way the two of them do not agree. That'll let you know right there. Well, I ain't sure if I'm saved or not. I ain't sure. What's your lifestyle look like? You comfortable in sin? Yeah, well, you know I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Cut the riffraff. Cut it. Okay. Are you comfortable in your sin? Well, you know, if it's good too, you know, glory be to God. Huh? Then you're not saved, baby. You ain't saved. That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Amen. But you can get saved today. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Some of you, amen, that think you're saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you think you're saved, but you ain't sure. Come on, let's get sure today. Let's get sure today. Glory be to God. You can find, amen, your remedy. Amen. Glory be to God in Romans. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 10. Hallelujah. Verse number 9 and 10. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart and believe. He didn't say either or. All right, well, either you got to, you know, believe or either you got to confess. No. Two-edged sword. Two things. You have, if you believe, glory be to God, in your mouth, declare, open your mouth, declare Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and you are saved. Hallelujah. Your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. Just ask God to forgive you. Just ask God to forgive. God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Yeah, I'm one of those. But I don't want to be one of those no more. I want to come to you wholeheartedly today. Forgive me for my sins. Save my soul. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. He died. He was rose again on the third day, and he's still living, making intercession for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that Jesus prayed for me. Here I am. Here I am. I'm yours. Now help me to follow you. See, all the rest of the days of my life, in Jesus' name, I pray. There it is. See, because if you ask God to follow you, you'll be walking in obedience. Because there's no way you can follow God and live in disobedience. Because he ain't going to take you there because he ain't there. But I tell you who he is. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Those of us, amen, hallelujah, who's living the lifestyle of disobedience and got comfortable in our flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on. Get your act together. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You know, sometimes people will feel sorry for themselves and eat the whole half a gallon of ice cream all in one night, pacifying themselves. Just, you know, this gluttonous. You're just going to do it. Just going to get drunk because you're sad. Come on. Wake up out of that stupor. Come on. Shake the funk off. Don't let the devil take advantage of you like that. Come on. Hallelujah. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. A lot of you, amen, sad because you're hiding out in the wine press like Gideon. Because God told you to do something and you don't want to do it. God told you to do something. Maybe God is calling you to preach that message. God is calling you to go out in the streets and evangelize. God is telling you to do something for somebody you don't really like. God is telling you to give a certain amount of money and you think it's too much money to give. Whatever it is, God is telling you to do something and you don't like what God told you. So you're hiding out in the wine press because you don't want to be obedient. Come on, come on. Because guess what? You're going to stay there as long as God allows you to stay there, but you're holding up your blessing. Still being blessed. Them little sprinkles you getting when God want to give you the thunderstorm, when God want to pour out on you, but he can't do it. Tell the Lord yes. I'm talking now to those of you who are born again, but you're living in a lifestyle of disobedience. Some kind of way you got tricked up. You mixed up in the game. You don't know how you got there. You don't know how you got tangled. Some of you do, some of you don't. But look, today is your deliverance. He said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Ask God to forgive you. Come on, I'm going to help you this morning. Father God, forgive me right now. I've been disobedient. Father God, I allow fear to take over me. I allow my flesh to take over me. I allow other people to dominate and to speak into my ear gates. Father God, I'm not even making no excuses. I'm guilty. But I confess my sins, and I ask that you would forgive me and help me, Father God, to get on track, get on course, whatever I need to do, whatever I need to do, go back to do. Father God, help me to do it with the right attitude and help me to do it today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. That's our service for today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Let us know, amen, that you are enjoying our services. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Amen. Let us know how we can pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Reach out to us and we'll reach back out to you. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Glory be to God. 7 days. Literally 7 days. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for it. Come on back and keep on coming. Amen. Glory be to God. We have Bible study on Wednesday nights. Amen. At 8 p.m. We have an altar prayer where you can pray. We pray for you. We pray with you. Glory be to God. We pray and we keep on praying. 2 times a day, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and 9 p.m. Hallelujah. Friday night praise parties like the one we had on last night. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome, 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 awesome. Every other Friday, 9 p.m. Glory be to God. Come on, come on, come on. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. Amen. And you are welcome to come. Amen. And bring somebody else with you when you do. Amen. Amen. We don't want to forget about 5 a.m. Morning altar prayer. Amen. Also, amen. In Jesus' name. All right. It has been my pleasure to serve this week. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for it. Hallelujah. Want to thank God for the pressing. Thank God for the press. 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 Somebody asked me the other day, they said, Pastor Bradford, do you ever get tired? Heck to the yes, yes, yes. Heck to the yes, yes, yes. But you know what I do? I don't focus on the tiredness, amen. I focus on the assignment. I focus on the work that needs to be done. That's what keeps me going. Amen. I focus, amen, on pleasing God because I know when I show up that God is going to be happy with me. Even though my flesh tells me otherwise, but when I show up, I know God is going to be happy with me. And I know because I obeyed God and showed up, then I know that there's a blessing in the present. And the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Anybody happy? Amen. You ought to be. Amen and amen. Father God, we want to say thank you for our services all this week. All this week, Father. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, every word that went forth, every reading, thank you for the altar of prayer. Thank you for all those who prayed hosted the prayer, touched and agreed with the prayer. Thank you for all the testimonies, Father God, all the miracles that have taken place. Thank you for the Bible study this with our Pastor Erica, Father God. We want to say thank you for the praise party last night with our Minister Thurman. God, we just want to say thank you, oh, Father God, for meeting us, your faithfulness to us, Father. Thank you for helping us to fall in love with you, Father, so that we will meet the requirements to, Father God, to obey you. Glory be to God. People are trying to obey you and they don't love you. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Glory be to God. But out of that love relationship comes obedience. Obedience will naturally flow. Thank you for making it simple, Father, so we don't have to try so hard. Hallelujah. And we can just walk by faith and not by sight. And we say thank you and we bless you and we magnify you. Thank you for all the souls that gave their life to Christ, Father God. We say thank you that they're pouring into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for everything that's happening around the city today, Father God. Our Elder Carte, thank you, Father God, for her event, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our Pastor Erica have her event coming up. Father God, next week, this month is loaded with events. Thank you for each and every one, Father, each and every one. And we bless you, we magnify you, and we say thank you over and over and over again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps, lead us and guide us in the way you would have us to go. And we say thank you for it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, hallelujah, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, and declare and decree, hallelujah, that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful day. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Walk in the blessing. As the blessing manifestation is here. And the only way you're going to walk in the blessing is to walk in obedience. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen. Philadelphia, signing out. My pleasure to serve. Amen. In Jesus' name. Meet you back here tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be right here. Hallelujah. Probably find us on social media too. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the thing I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His helping me. Yeah.